I've never had quite such a feeling as I've got today. It is a huge responsibility, but it's something that has to be done. I just hope that I can do this and we get the right result at the end of the day.
Is this a foregone conclusion? Because a lot of people at this stage, there seems an anticlimax. They came out in force, unprecedented response to the county council, the biggest response they've ever had. And then their work finished because now they have to wait. And a lot of them are starting to feel like a decision may very well have been made and it won't be in their favour. But you're fighting on still as you go into the building to speak.
Yes, there will be a decision today, obviously, one way or the other. If it goes against us, there are still other avenues. We can go as a last resort to judicial review. But this will be called in by the Secretary of State if it goes against us. This will not be a dead issue today. There are still things that can be done.
Now, we have county councillors who live far away from here and they're playing their part in making a decision. Then there's you, a councillor as well. You don't live far away from here. You're representing people on the basis of them living right where you are too. So this is for you a personal matter as much as it is a political one.
It's a very personal matter to me. There are no county council members on the planning committee today who actually live in Welwyn Hatfield. So I am the person who is speaking up for Welwyn Hatfield. There are plenty of other people who are making their comments as well. There are residents, there are people, Hatfield against incineration, all of those sorts of people. But officially, I'm the person speaking for the council, for residents.
What is it that you'll be telling them? Presumably, you'll be gathering together all the thoughts and feelings, and they're very strong ones, of all the people that have been in touch with you over time.
They're the thoughts of residents, but they're also things that have gone through the borough council process, and that's the important thing, because it only has credence if my comments reflect what's actually been through the committees and through the full council. I think it's worth noting that back in July of last year, the full council unanimously agreed a motion against the incinerator being located in Hatfield. Now, this was unprecedented. We never have complete unanimity over on motions, but this time we did.
Now, as we await to hear, people are obviously very anxious. It's been a very closed process. That's the nature of planning. It's quite secretive so that it's fair. So we don't really know, in large part here and there, what various things might be said. We don't know the certain ways that certain people might feel. But when we hear the decision, if this incinerator is given the green light, would that surprise you, given that if we're talking about democracy, we've had well over 6,000 people actually respond to the county council, which is very unusual, and they've said, no, we do not want this. Would it surprise you then that the county council would rubber stamp it?
No, it won't surprise me at all. The proposed facility is on a piece of land which is owned by the county council. And to be fair to the county council, they do have a duty to get rid of waste within their own boundaries. It's just this is not the right location for it.
We're potentially going to become a bit of a national rubbish bin, though, aren't we? Because the nature of this incinerator is that it is a hungry beast. We have to feed it. Can Hertfordshire alone feed it? Or are we going to have to welcome lorries from across the country that will obviously then come via our transport networks?
Well, that's one of my concerns, because during the negotiations and during the process, the size of the facility has increased. And as you quite rightly say, if you increase the size of the facility, you've got to feed it with something. And that's my concern, that we will import rubbish from North London or from neighbouring counties.